You shall be my witnesses, the second Sunday of Easter, from Acts, the first chapter. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Luke writes to us from a time when everyone was holed up, waiting for a sign from God. God the Father, Jesus said, will send the power of the Holy Spirit to direct you from this point and guide you. The first disciples were asking questions of Jesus that sound somewhat like what we are asking today. When will we be able to get out from this place? Open the doors of our homes and businesses and let us go freely into the world. Jesus told the disciples not to leave Jerusalem until they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then they will know what to do. I don't expect the governor or the president to tell us to listen and wait for the Holy Spirit, but I do believe God is telling us to trust in the Holy Spirit at this time and to lead us daily as we wait. The love of God will continue to guide us and comfort us as we stay in shelter. Luke's witness of Jesus is helpful for us today as we wait for the all clear from the governor. We will be able to go out from this place after the stay-at-home order, and we will be witnesses to the ends of the earth once again. Because you see, God is in charge. The command from Jesus on the night in which he was betrayed, to be servants to all people, includes being witnesses. We are in the first week of Easter, and Luke gives us great news because of his witness. Luke tells us what the angels told the first disciples. The one called Jesus will come the same way as he left, and we will not know when that is, but the Father knows. But as we wait for the return, we will have an advocate. The Holy Spirit will come to us and baptize us as children of God. We are the witnesses of the good news of Jesus Christ. We do not know how long we will be told to stay home and to social distance ourselves in order to keep others healthy. But we do know that it will end soon, and we will be able to spread the good news as if we were COVID-19. We can begin sharing that good news even while we are stuck in our homes by calling someone in your circle of influence and reminding them that God loves them and that they are not alone. We can write letters of encouragement to our leaders of our communities, sharing our love with them, lifting up for them prayers of strength and health so they can remain confident in the work they are doing to get people back to work and play again. We can remind each other that when this order has ended, we do not forget the message of Jesus Christ, that God has saved us from our sin and opened a gate of salvation for all creation. Jesus is the open gate that God has given us, and all honor and glory are his. In the name of the one who saved us, Jesus Christ, do not let your situation discourage you from sharing what God has commanded. Remember, you are a child of God, and you have been sent to the ends of the earth to bring good news of great joy to all creation. Luke tells us we will be witnesses to the ends of the earth, and even though we are now separated from each other by order of our governor, Paul says in Romans 8, "Know in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." What Paul tells the church in Rome, we hear today. God opened the gate of salvation so all may be with God in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, after your death and resurrection, you sent your followers into the world to proclaim your resurrection to the entire world. When we are released from the governor's stay-at-home order, send us into the world to bear witness to all you have done in our lives. Do not let the loneliness distract us from your message of hope and love. Give us, your disciples of the day, the orders to bring the good news of your open gate to all people and creation with the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ. Amen.